back to the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Summer breeze.
All right, it's Friday. Good to have you here. Straight ahead in the program, Dinesh D'Souza will be here. Don't miss that coming up for the last half of the third hour here. Dinesh D'Souza will be here with his newest documentary, Death of a Nation. We'll talk about the midterms. We'll talk about Donald Trump and the Russians. We'll talk about anything under the sun with Dinesh D'Souza. He's been here before, many times, in fact, and become a pretty good friend of the program. Glad to have him here, and I look forward to it. I wonder about how different America is, in his estimation, compared to if Hillary Clinton had been elected in 2016. Because I believe we live in a different nation. I mean, think about just the Supreme Court decisions that would have gone differently on you know, the Baker case, the Gay Baker case, or a host of other things that have come down. The president's ability to dictate who is allowed in the country and who is not. Now, the list just goes on. And you know, big cases have been resolved. Not to mention all the federal judges that have been appointed. All the federal judges have been appointed by Donald Trump more than any other president, I believe. Pretty incredible. I want to take a quick look at what's going on in the UK, because the British are having a real problem over there. And the British have strict gun control laws. Now, did you know that there was a gun shop in London until the late 1950s, 1958 or 1959? You could buy a shotgun in downtown London until the late 1950s. Of course, that went away. And then the Bobbies there famously did not carry in weapons at all because it was such a polite place. Well, that has changed dramatically. It's not polite anymore. In fact, trauma surgeons have warned that Britain's knife crime epidemic is putting the National Health Service under strain, as figures revealed the number of incidents reached a record high, 40,000 last year. That's right. You heard me right. The Daily Telegraph, British paper, reporting that 40,147 knife offenses were recorded in England and Wales in 2017, a 57% increase from 2014. Do you think there's some reason for all of this? Is there some reason that people getting stabbed and murdered is on the rise? What has changed over the last 3, 4, or 5 years in the UK and, well, all of Europe? In fact, knife crime has been on the rise 4 consecutive years since 2014, when the Home Secretary, Theresa May, who's now the Prime Minister, curbed the use of stop and search. That was a policing tactic officers insist saved lives, but which was branded racist by the Liberals and George Soros, among others. Yeah, it's racist to profile. The powers were used 600,000 times in 2014 when Ms. May brought in reforms, claiming their overuse was an affront to law-abiding black youth and Islamic youth and Muslim youth. The figure saw a massive decline as a result, with the stop and search used just 160,000 times total in 2015 and 2016. Former Metro Police Detective Chief Superintendent Kevin Hurley argued in 2016 that rather than unfairly targeting black youths who are more likely to be both perpetrators as well as victims of stabbing, stop and search was saving black lives. It was saving lives because people weren't getting murdered. If you didn't know, London has exceeded New York City in the number of homicides now. And the vast majority of those homicides are people that have been stabbed to death. Earlier this year, Britain's most senior police chief, the Liberal Cressida Dick, asserted that the tactic is a vital tool in preventing knife attacks, but admitted that officers are now frightened to stop and search young people for fear of being accused of being racist. the fear of being accused of being racist. So here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. The term racism is being thrown around, and as a result, in London and in the UK, people are dying. Knife attacks are soaring. So when you get sucked into this nonsensical discussion about how doing law enforcement and using the best tools and the best information available, if you know this subset of your community is more likely to be involved in whatever the crime is, and you want to eliminate that crime, why wouldn't you focus on that subset? The fact is, you would. And if you don't, well, that's your fault. You should not be pummeled by do-gooders and the left into doing the wrong thing. Common sense should clearly prevail. Will it in UK? Absolutely not. Sadiq Khan and all the others that are running that circus will not see that change. But isn't that stunning? 40,000, over 40,000 knifings in the UK in 2017. The number is so immense, it's unbelievable. It's not that big a country. You know what I'm saying? This part of the program brought to you by my friend Chris McClatcher. This is a guy you need. If you don't understand what you're doing with your taxes, you want to find somebody new, you want to defend yourself from the IRS, or you've got an issue with the state of Michigan, Chris has been doing this for 25 years. He does it statewide in Michigan, from Traverse City to Paradise to Monroe. Anywhere in Michigan, he's the guy. Not some guy in New York or Los Angeles. Chris McClatcher, he's there. He's the pro you need. When I got audited a couple of years ago, Ivy and I, we needed a pro, and that's why I tell you, you need Chris McClatcher. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start banner, get your tax issues addressed, whatever they may be. I'll be right back.